The new Praise 107.9 W300 CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach, the ultimate gospel experience.
God says, I'll be committed. Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. Because forever is a long time. That's how
of Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica is an encore broadcast. Though she is not live in studio, Pastor Monica is available to take your calls at 904-624-9868. That's 904-624-9868.
My heart is aching too. Let me help you bear your burdens. That's the least that I can do. I'll be standing in the gap for you.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is right. It is that time for Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, here for you this weekend, as we typically are, every Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We are going to open up, as we usually do, with prayer, just asking God to be with us, that we can settle ourselves wherever we are, that for those who are driving out and about, that you are safe and alert, that you may stay alive. Please have your seatbelts on too, by the way. Just another way to say I love you, right? As well as those who are inside, we are wanting you to be focused on whatever you're doing as far as work, inside the home, at your places of workplace where you can hear this, as well as if you are just chilling like a saint, not a villain, because we're not villains, right? So let's pray together. God, thank you for this opportunity to serve you. Thank you for this chance for us to come together once again as a community of prayer, praise, and proclamation. We ask now, in the name of Jesus, that you just help us to truly hear your lesson as we discuss Jonah and the journey. And we ask that you help us to find and see ourselves in this lesson through every word, every verse, every scripture, every song, every prayer, and every praise. Because you, dear God, are the only one who can reveal who you are to us and how you have created us to be. So in Jesus' name, we thank you right now, and we all say amen. Amen, amen. Again, welcome to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. So glad to be here with you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Praise 107.9. There are a few ways you can get in touch with us. I want to drop that on you like it's hot right now. That's right. That is to go to the live stream. That is the internet, wherever you desire, computer, your pad, your tablet, your phone. That's praise1079.com. Praise1079.com. And there you can simply hit on the live stream. If you go there as well, you can also go to the Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica information under the live host. And there you have ways to not only donate to this ministry to help out other people, other agencies, other help facilities, other ministries, but you also have opportunity to connect with us, your own prayer request and praise report there. You can email it to sitgpastor@gmail.com. You can phone it in. You can also hit the link to Facebook, and there you will be able to send a messenger message. The number to call in live is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. The number to call in later if you hear this as a repeat is 904-624-9868. 904-624-9868. That's also the number for discipleship counseling services that are very affordable wherever you are in the world, since we have people internationally that connect with us. You can do that. We can do that for you in person as well as through using the phone or video chat, the computer. There are too many ways of technology for God to allow us to be a blessing unto you and whatever you're going to and through, okay? So you can listen to this. If for some reason you can't finish listening to it or you're preoccupied with some things you need to take care of, no problem. Just go and listen to it later. If you get sleepy, please go to sleep. We want you to be rested and restored in Jesus' name, amen? You can listen to it later by going to RadioPodcastCentral.com. All of this information is, again, on the praise1079.com website under the Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica information. So we're going to get into this word. Like I said, we're going to pray first. God, thank you for this opportunity, again, for allowing us to truly see you, to be a blessing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read the scripture for you from Jonah chapter 2, starting with verse 7. I'm going to read from the NIV version for this. Jonah 2, starting at verse 7, says, "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord." And that's some of what we're going to talk about tonight. An awesome God that we serve that gives us salvation. All we have to do is accept it and do our part to walk in it. Amen. So again, the number to call in here is 904-296-2251. Sitting in the studio waiting to hear from you. Why? Because God says so. Because I love you. Because God says so. And most importantly, because God loves you and me and all of us and wants us to stand in the gap for each other. Give us a call. 904-296-2251. I cannot wait to hear your voice talking about salvation. We're going to kick off with our opening song by Brother Lecrae himself from Reach Records, his own record company. And it is just that, Tell the World, featuring Molly Music. Stay with us right here. This is Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
I know one thing's true, I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. A slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first loved me. In my heart, I cursed you, but you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing. But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed. What is a man that you mindful of him? And what do I have to deserve this loving?
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. But like a hero in a dream, Christ came and he rescued me.
But your care and kindness keep coming, and your love is so unconditional. Like it butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in the rear view, now the new me got a clear view. That was so dead I couldn't hear you. Too deep to sin to come near you. But you drew me in, you clean me up, to take me home, beam me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let these folks know that I done seen your love. And it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it. Can't quench your love, that can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face look the same, my frame been rearranged, but I'm changed. I promise ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moments last, holding on.
Hallelujah. Yes, I needed to kick that off like that, even for myself tonight. That's Lecrae and Molly Music telling the story, tell the world. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We get to take your live prayer requests and praise reports, and thank God for that. On Sunday nights when we play the rebroadcast from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., which is why we give the alternate number even now, is for those who listen in, that no matter where I am as well, whether I am locally in Jacksonville and listening in or traveling about preaching God's word, thank God for that, and traveling about even internationally, it doesn't matter, West Africa, West Indies, it doesn't matter, during those times that we have Stand in the Gap here, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., I am still on duty for you wherever I am. That's why you have the alternate number. But to call in tonight, when it's live, it's 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. And the later number is 904-624-9868. Okay? So let's get into this word. We're talking about Jonah. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you listen to a dramatized version of the verses in Jonah chapter 1 just to set us up. It's just for 2 minutes. Can you hang in there with me? So instead of me reading it, since I am struggling a little bit with my voice, nothing to be concerned about, but you can pray for me as well. And I'm going to play this. It's through the NIV version as well. But let's listen in to Jonah chapter 1. And this will set up what we are talking about tonight. We're going to talk about by any means necessary, dot, dot, dot. I'll tell you what comes after those, et cetera, dots. All right, let's listen.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.
But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said,
"How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish."
Then the sailors said to each other,
"Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity."
They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him,
"Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?"
He answered,
"I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land."
This terrified them, and they asked,
"What have you done?"
They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him,
"What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?"
"Pick me up and throw me into the sea,"
he replied,
"and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you."
Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord,
"Please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you pleased."
Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Now the Lord had provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Amen. Okay, so you heard that, right? So I know you heard me chuckling in the background too a little bit, that when the man on the ship was asking him, "Who are your people? Who is your God? What have you done?" It's like, what is going on with you? We need We need to know why we have all this trouble. I truly understand. And so I thank God for that opportunity just to play the audio Bible. Remember, sometimes we mentioned here before, I want to mention it again. And always, there's so many ways concerning pedagogical styles, teaching styles, learning styles that we can use when we're trying to learn God's word, when we're trying to just be blessed by God's word. So whatever God uses with me and shows me and teaches me and reveals to me, I'd like to share that with you. And I know some of you listen to audio Bible sometimes and some don't, but that's the experience. You can just do a voice that's reading it, or you can do the dramatized way we just played for you. That's a good way to go to sleep sometimes as well. If you're not listening to Stand in the Gap during the week, you can, you know, listen to the audio Bible. Or if you're tired, your eyes are tired, and you still want to read God's word, you can listen to God's word. Those of us who don't see as well, it's a good way. Those of us who don't see visually at all, it's definitely, you know, a good way. You can read as with Braille as always, but you can also just listen. God has so many ways for us to always stay connected. Amen. So again, the number to call in live for your prayer request. Call me with your prayer request. Even as you hear me speaking, call and just wait. The phone will pick up and put you on hold and you'll just hear what's on the radio. But as soon as I get free and go to a song, I'll answer the phone off air so you can decide if you want to share what you have to say, prayer request or praise report on air. And then we will go from there. But I look forward to serving you, praying with you, and praying for you, and thanking God for the wonderful things that are happening in your lives, okay? So again, tonight's focus, this weekend's focus, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is this: by any means necessary, from Jonah, specifically chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, that go like this. Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place, thank you, Jesus, east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about that plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But in chapter 4, verse 9, but God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry I wish I were dead." And I felt like this before, and it's not something I'm proud of, but it's something that God makes very clear to share with you tonight. See, a while ago, while sitting in a seminary class, my professor was presenting the story of Jonah to us as we were going over deeper levels of Christian counseling, therapy, crisis intervention. Typically, some of the classmates, you know how it is, anybody who's been in classroom, try to impress the instructor using very long-winded responses, knowing that participation was a great part of the grade. So I get it. No, nothing against them. Sitting around this table, however, discussion, I was very quiet. The question was presented to us as we went over the details of Jonah's journey. You know how Jonah kept trying to run from God. Who was God and what God wanted? Jonah knew God. Jonah kept trying to run from God, who God was, and what God wanted. Jonah knew God, but still tried to run from God. Catch what I'm tossing to you. Run from who God was and run from what God wanted. He knew God loved him. He knew God loved. Jonah knew God loved Jonah. And Jonah knew that God loved and always will loves God's people no matter what. Thank God for that, right? So our homeboy Jonah Jojo here decided to flee from God when God said go to Nineveh. Again, Jonah knew God. He had a relationship with him for some time now as the Lord's appointed and anointed prophet and preacher. Jonah also knew God loved him as he experienced that love through God's visions, provisions, and protection. Jonah also knew that God's love for all God's people, no matter what, and that is a part of the reason Jonah tried to flee. That's right. Jonah knew that God would love God's people no matter what, the same way God loved Jonah, no matter what, and that became part of the reason Jonah tried to flee. It's true, and it's right there in the book of Jonah. Our professor kept listening to the responses of those who volunteered, some repeatedly. I'm still just sitting there listening. Most said they would be grateful to God for sparing their lives. I understand that. Some said they would just do what God said, because running from God is just simple nonsense. You can't run from God. I just sat and kept listening until Dr. P said, I want to hear from, at the time, Baptist preacher. Just simply meaning Christian preacher, but through a Baptist tradition. Monica, what say you? That's what he said. The question presented was this. If you were Jonah, trying to run from God, and that thing God told you to do, you ran the opposite direction, went down the hill, down into a ship, down into the sea, then down into a great fish, until God had that great fish to throw you back up. And now your feet are back on land. And I responded first by saying, I'm not damaged, not destroyed, and I'm not dead. He said, yeah. And I said, very honestly, I'd probably take off running again. See, don't judge me. See, like Jonah, at that point in my life, I too was very, very, very angry in some similar ways, but also very differently. Unlike Jonah, I had no problem with God loving people and wanting to give us all yet another chance. I had no problem with God wanting me to preach to those who had turned their backs on God. But like Jonah, I was angry that God was calling me to do something, and at that time I did not want to do, because I knew it would require even more suffering, more sacrifice, and more solitude, meaning solo living, aloneness and loneliness. Until I realized some of the same things that God reveals about God in this book of Jonah, that one important thing, one concept, one revelation, one truth is, while we're on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk. Let me upgrade that verb. I need Jesus to walk with me through those sacrifices and human vices, through the suffering and the buffering. I need and always will need Jesus to walk with me, just like you do, on this Christ-like journey, through the solitude and the attitudes from others, especially from public enemy number one, who comes as their own earthly trinity. And you know who they are, me, myself, and I. You too. I know. So we're going to talk about Jonah when we get back, because Jonah exemplifies for us what it means to have a true relational aptitude with God. I'm explaining that to you when we get back, and simplify it as well, because we are here for you. Give us a call with your prayer request or your praise report at 904-296-2251, live 904-624-9868 later. Let's listen to BJ Thomas continue to transition us in the spirit of worship and learning with You Gave Me Love When Nobody Gave Me a Prayer. Stay with us right here. You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
You gave me time when no one gave me time of day. You looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. You smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call You Savior. That's why I call You friend. You touched my heart, You touched my soul. Help me start all over again. That's why I love You, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me laughter after I cried all my tears.
You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears. I looked in your eyes. Prayer.
Amen. Again, that's You Gave Me Love When Nobody Gave Me a Prayer, and that is by B.J. Thomas. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight just for you. The number to call in live is 904-296-2251. The number to call in later is 904-624-9868. That is the number also for Discipleship Counseling Services. If you want to schedule counseling, even just from your phone, you can call anytime to schedule that by text as well as by phone. And you can also use the number anytime to leave your prayer request as well as your praise report. Also by text as well as by phone. For those prayer requests and praise reports, we do receive through the broadcast every weekend. Not only do we pray for them that weekend and that month, but ongoing until God says otherwise or until you call and give us an update otherwise. Okay. So again, 904-296-2251 live, 904-624-9868 later. Some of the prayer requests that we have thus far. We are praying for Brother Frank and Kim. We're praying that God continue to bless their marriage and their family, as well as their health and their safety. We are in prayer for Brother Kenneth and his wife as well. Continue to ask God to bless the home, the new home that he has given them. We are continuing to pray for Carl and Beverly as well, asking God to bless them with the health and the home that they are now seeking. To also bless their show, Bless the Mic, the TV show, which is on Sundays. And we're also asking God to be a blessing to Sister Tracy, who just wants a closer walk with God. Isn't it beautiful? And you know God is honoring that even as we speak. We're praying for Brother Chris as well. He wants to continue to be a blessing to God, however God chooses for him to be a blessing. We're praying for Sister Chantel and asking God to bless her in her job, keep her safe as she drives and helps other people who are physically challenged. And we are asking God to help her, as she mentions, with her issue of CP time, which I call challenge punctually. Okay, we are also asking God to be a blessing to Sister Maxine, as we know that her prayer request is turning to a praise report. She updated us recently that God was answering prayer by corporate responding to some of the issues that were happening within the place where she is, the workplace. And we are thanking God for that and asking God to continue to help people to live with greater integrity. And we are also praying for Brother Nathaniel, that God continue to guide him and use all the gifts that he's given him, thanking God to continue to bless him through the amazing testimony that he has. We're asking God to bless Miss Claudine Jeffrey as well, to continue to help her with the provisions and the protection and direction and increased health that she needs. And we're continuing to pray for Brother Ernest as well as Brother Marvin, who is the prayer warrior for his brother as well, as we pray for W.C. Hayes. We are asking God to also bless Miss Shirley, who is looking for better employment. We ask God to bless her where she is, for we are grateful for that job, and we know that God can give greater blessings, greater jobs, better rewards, better pay, compensation, and benefits. And we're asking God to also bless her in her personal life for that right man of God that is for her. We ask God to bless Brother Sammy as well, that just came in tonight. And that is, as he simply says, I hope to appreciate life in the little things, that just like you seem to do, Pastor Monica. That's actually what he said. And so I'm praying for that for him as well. We were talking about I want to learn how to drive motorcycles so I don't just have to ride. We'll talk about that later. But now let's get back to the word, okay? As we are talking about Jonah. From chapter 4, specifically verse 5. Yes, Jonah had gone out and sat down. And then the bottom line is that God gave to Jonah. God took away. You know how the verses goes in the board as well. Blessed be the name of the Lord, that that God giveth and God taketh away. God gave Jonah a plant. God gave Jonah a worm that ate up the plant that God gave him. God gave Jonah the sun. God also gave Jonah the east wind to allow him not to be comfortable anymore, so that he would actually feel scorched by that sun. God also, as we see later, gives Jonah this great fish. Know that I'm specifically not saying whale, because it's not theologically correct to say whale in the, not in just the original language, in just the original scripture itself. We want to stay as true to the word of God. Like, we don't say Adam and Eve ate an apple, because Adam and Eve, it doesn't say they ate an apple. It said they ate a piece of fruit. Everything has a meaning, so we don't want to add or take away from what God says, right? So in this pericope, God gives Adam a great fish. Now, because if we say whale too, it takes away from God's greatness. Because, yeah, God made a great whale, made of a huge animal that lives in the sea, that's a whale. But imagine a great fish. You now have this giant, huge, humongous fish. It's not a whale, that's not a shark, that's not a dolphin. It's a great fish. And so this fish is now given by God, which is weird, but God did it and allowed the fish to swallow Jonah up whole without causing him any harm, any true harm. And so as I was leading off, I said that Jonah was angry. And I was also angry when I realized God was calling me to pastor, because I knew it would require even more sacrifice and suffering and being alone and being set apart in ways that are not comfortable. You just don't fit in. And so By Any Means Necessary is the title and topic of this text tonight. First of all, as I mentioned before, Jonah exemplifies for us what it means to have a true relational aptitude. What's she talking about? In the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 1, starts off by saying, "But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry." You know the next question, right? What angered Jonah? What was Jonah angry for? Why? About? So let's back this thing up a bit before chapter 4, where, as you heard in chapter 1, we see that God gave Jonah a word and an assignment. Chapter 1, quote, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah, that's unquote, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. Then he gets hit by the tumultuous storm, special delivery by God. Jonah admits to his shipmates, it is he who needs to be thrown over to quiet this storm. Eventually, they toss him over after praying now to Jonah's God. God even used Jonah's predicament to evangelize to other people who were praying to all other kind of gods, until they noticed how Jonah's God was truly dealing with him and didn't stop until they tossed him over. After that, they start praying to the only real true God. So Jonah's still evangelizing. The sea immediately quiets, and the others now again greatly fear Jonah's Lord. God created a great storm to get Jonah tossed off the ship. Now God created a great fish to catch his prophet preacher man. Chapter 2, Jonah prays to God, and in this prayer we see the aptitude, the ability of knowing the natural organic nature of being familiar with one another. You see the aptitude of their relationship. By Any Means Necessary, again, is the title and topic of tonight's text. For just like Jonah, God wants a relationship with you and me, an active and authentic relationship. Have you ever been angry about something that God told you to do or made very clear? Have you ever been angry about the way things worked out and you found yourself angry with God? Be honest about it. It's a real relationship. So it's not being disrespectful to admit that we are angry with God. God knows it before we do. But we have to deal with that anger and allow God still into that anger to help us to move beyond it. See, in this relationship, this authentic relationship, and not just one based on whichever Sabbath day we decide to go to church or worship, or whenever Johnny decided to go to a temple. That's not what the relationship was based on. Not a relationship with God, one which is based on which commands of God we choose to honor. Not just a relationship based on what God can do for me alone. Any solid, real relationship has the ingredients of love, respect, honor, and loyalty shown through cooperation, communication, and cooperation. I'm just saying because it's true. It has something to do with cooperation, communication, and cooperation. Think of any relationship we have, you have. Typically, it has to include a corporate mindset of some sort, simply meaning we are about the union of this relationship. We are about the agenda of this entity. We are about the intentions of this business. And there is no business greater or higher than our Father's business. Amen. Look, the business our God is in is the salvation corporation of all nations, is the divinity entity of humanity, the ultimate boss who died on that cross to save the lost LLC Incorporated.org. You hear me, right? Jonah was employed, appointed, and anointed by that same capital B-O-S-S boss, capital G-O-D, God, to extend a rhema word, R-H-E-M-A, a right-on-time message to those whom had turned their backs on God. Now, because of Jonah's relational aptitude with God, him knowing God and God knowing him, he knew God intimately, lovingly, truthfully. But the same grace and mercy and love that Jonah received from God, he seemed to have a problem when God sought to extend it to others as well. Oh, my word. Better yet, God's word amazingly saved me and you when this invitation of salvation was extended by the Spirit of God through some song or sermon. We got saved by way of some heavenly angel or earth angel used by God to get us back on track with the one who ultimately created us, right? Well, thank God that by any means necessary, the Almighty will use the aptness of our merger, the appropriation of our association. God will use the very omniscience of God concerning me to overcome the limited conscience that I want to use to stop my ultimate purpose. What? Simplify. I will. Sometimes, some of us would try to use what we know about God against someone instead of for them. God knows all about us. God knew all about Jonah. And whereas we wonder at times, why am I at this dead-end job? Why am I patrolling in this wannabe gangster neighborhood? Why am I stationed at this borderline Sodom and Gomorrah location? Why am I employed with these demon seeds? Why am I sitting up here in this studio all alone on weekend nights for you? Let us not forget, dear Jonas and Joan, us, how great the grace was that God granted us. Let us not forget the mercy that our Messiah massaged through the message for us. Let us not forget about how Jesus extended himself across a cross to show you and I just how much he loved and loves us. So we really have no right to think that those whom we now see with saved eyes don't deserve God's grace, mercy, and love too. God, knowing Jonah, knew of God's love and that Jonah may have a problem in extending it. So God reminds Jonah about it all by asking Jonah a question. Jonah says in this relationship, I'm angry. And God retorts interrogatively, is it right for you to be angry? I'm asking you and myself the same thing. Allow the Holy Spirit to search us and see if there is such a feeling within us, even the residue of it. Are we at times also angry when it seems as though the unrighteous are prospering? Are we at times also angry when we see that God reigns on the just and the unjust? Are we at times angry when we have to sacrifice, suffer, and even buffer ourselves for the sake of those who are needy, greedy, and or seedy. Is there anything in your heart tonight that makes you angry with God? If so, let's pray about that. Let's talk about that. Give us a call here, 904-296-2251. That's the live number. Or 904-624-9868. Let's listen to Benjamin Dubé, El Shaddai Adonai. Stay with us right here. This is Stand in the Gap. Benjamin Dubé, out of Africa, and that's El Shaddai Adonai. I apologize for those who are not African at all. I know African Americans, we have that derivation as far as our heritage. For those who are African, they know this song. Since we do have a very wide audience, thank God, I definitely play music, like I always say, from Bach to Tupac and everything in between. And when I get to travel, I get to hear beautiful songs around the world. But for those who don't know the language, I want to tell you exactly what you were just listening to. As you know, it's El Shaddai Adonai from Benjamin Dubé. And the first line they say is Ungu Jehovah Wena. That is, you are Jehovah. Isifefelo Sam Ingwe. That is, my shield is you. Ungu Meluse Wam Wena. My shepherd is you. Ukutula Kwam Ingwe, that you are my peace. So you heard over and over again, you are Jehovah, my shield is you, my shepherd is you, you are my peace. And then we heard, you are the bringer of all joy. You, my life belongs to you, you do great things. Always, you are God Almighty, El Shaddai, our Lord Adonai. Beautiful song, right? Beautiful song. You're listening to Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica as we are talking about Jonah's journey. And for that, we are absolutely grateful because we all have a journey. And Jonah reminds us through the challenges, the ups and literal downs of his journey. No judgment, just facts. That we all have this humanness within us that causes us to judge at times where God has not given us the right or the qualifications to do so. And so that's why we can't even judge Jonah. We can judge what's right and wrong, but we're not supposed to judge someone's sentence. And Jonah, in his humanness, we all have some imperfection, was deciding that the people, he was making his decision, out of love for God, because he felt that now this love he has for God, who loves him no matter what he had done in his past, that this God did not, was not being treated right by those who were doing incantations, worshiping other gods, and speaking against God, and living however they wanted to be, following worthless idols, having no love for God, and doing whatever they felt they needed for self-gratification immediately. So Jonah thought, hey, they're not worthy. Yeah, but the truth is, Jonah, neither are we. And he definitely recalled that in the beautiful, blessed prayer that we have from him in the belly of that great fish. Remember, great fish, not a whale, great fish. So as I left off, I said that there are times where we all experience some anger. If you haven't had any type of anger with God, you will. Because life just does that. Some of us may not want to admit it, but we get angry when we lose loved ones to death, especially horrific, violent, just no nonsense, just makes no sense type of deaths. And any kind of death, we get angry at times. It's a part of the grieving process. And ultimately, we get angry sometimes with God. I have to catch myself getting angry with God, as I always tell you, watching the news. And like, Lord, come on. And I say, help us. But before I can say us, God already reminds me I am. We have to take the help. So Jonah was deciding that he was angry about the plant, because what God had provided to give him a resting place for a moment to think things over and get himself back on track, Jonah was getting comfortable. So God also created a worm to eat up that plant by any means necessary. I'm going to finish that sentence before I finish this word, okay? So again, Jonah reminds us that God is the same God who loves all, no matter what. And for some reason, that was a problem for him right now. And we know that reason is that Jonah did not appreciate how they were being disrespectful to the God he now loves. So it was coming from a good place. Some people disagree with me strongly sometimes with me when I think of, when we talk about scenarios that are real or just brought up as a what if, that are presented, that include stories of how a person who lived for umpteen years, you know, that means a lot of years, unknown, stealing, killing, spying and lying, accepting Christ at the last moment after they got locked up in prison or locked up in by a health issue or locked out by discouraged family and friends. And my response was and still is, and I believe because of Christ, it always will be, I'm so glad they accepted God when they still had a chance. The feedback or talk back that I get is, sure, it's easy to seek out God when you are in trouble. It's easy to accept God when you get in a situation that your money can't buy you out of. It's real easy to believe in Christ when you see how Christ can and is blessing. And my ultimate response again is hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad to see that by any means necessary, God will cause and or use any situation to get me closer to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that by any means necessary, God will use a person, a place, or a program to get me back on track with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that by any means necessary, my Jesus will